Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
An executive order from Governor Mike Dunleavy aims to reorganize the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services into two separate departments, the Alaska Department of Health and the Alaska Department of Family and Community Services. According to a press release from the governor's office in December, the reorganization will streamline and improve the delivery of critical programs and services while creating more flexibility and responsiveness in both departments, resulting in improved outcomes. Senate President Peter Michicki explains the 106-page executive order to KSRM.
Ultimately, it saves a total of about $32 million and eliminates 139 full-time positions. I actually think one of the problems that we have is being able to peel back the layers of the onions in these huge departments, because I think they have so much going on that they shift dollars around the departments, and it makes it very difficult for us to get our arms around where we can make reductions. So I think that part is a positive thing. This is an executive order, which I don't like. I'm not an executive order fan, and I think most Alaskans know what's going on with the Biden administration and executive orders. So I'd rather we kind of process it as a bill, but I'm willing to listen and certainly willing to move in that direction. I think it's the right approach.
The reorganization reportedly won't reduce programs or services to Alaskans who are currently served. According to the governor's office, the reorganization is intended to establish a firm foundation for each department that will lead to the increased focus on services and outcomes for Alaskans that are served. Michicki explains if the governor has the ability to make this change without the legislature's consent or support.
The administration does. Of course, the Democrats have challenged it as being unconstitutional. I don't know that I would go that far, but it would be much more positive and productive if we do this sort of thing together, if we support the governor and his efforts. And once I get through this, from what I can see right now, it is likely the right move. And I would like to formally sort of bless that option instead of it being an executive order. So a resolution supporting the executive order would be a way to support the effort, but I'm not there yet, but I think I will be.
Members of the state legislature have 60 days to disapprove it or it becomes law. The executive order would be effective July 1st. An Amazon sorting facility will open at the Fairbanks Airport March 18th. This according to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Fairbanks International Airport officials report that during a Thursday presentation to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee of the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, that Amazon will commence a sorting and distribution center next month. Up to 40 employees will be sorting packages at the old Northern Air Cargo Building before transferring them to post offices across the street for delivery. According to the presentation, Sun Country Airlines will operate the daily 737 cargo flights carrying the packages. According to a report, the facility can open access to a bigger variety of products for residents in the interior, but it also can affect local businesses, according to the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, who wrote in an email to the Newsminer.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.